1340 AM and 97.9 FM WNBS Murray presents Mornings in Murray. Brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank. Mornings in Murray is also brought to you by Iams Funeral Home and Crematory, Max's 641 Towing, by J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services, David Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Captain D's in Murray, Blaylock Coleman Funeral Home and Cremation Services, and a special thanks to Woodcrafters Galleries in Murray for providing furniture for our studio and waiting area. Time now for Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Friday. I can tell it's going to rain because I'm old and my head is about to kill me. My nose is all stopped up.
That's how you tell the forecast. Yeah.
Oh, you don't get that. A lot of people here at work get that.
That
is really bad headaches.
Of course, that's how I get the forecast. Are you kidding me? I know how it works. Here's your weather forecast for today. It's going to be cloudy, a 20% chance of showers afternoon. But listen to this, a high near 66.
Bring it on.
Tonight, cloudy, 100% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 9. Steady temperature, about 60. Saturday, cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 62, though. Saturday night, cloudy, a 70% chance of rain, low around 45. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain afternoon, high near 56, and more rain. Sunday night, cloudy, with an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms possible after 3 a.m., a low around 42.
We have Justin Holland with Murray Callaway County Weather on, he has his page on Facebook. He'll be able to come in and tell me it's the, what is it, the barometric pressure.
You know, and he's better than like the groundhog because he just tells us what's going to happen around here. And I've heard tell that we might be in for another cold snap. So maybe we can get him to change that for us, you think?
I don't think he's in charge of it, dear. Also, and then our first guest is going to be John Nixon with Blaylock Coleman Funeral Home. Let's slide your Kentucky Lake levels in here. Upper stage 354.3, lower stage at 313.2, and the water temp is at 45 degrees. National Pizza Day.
Oh, I will celebrate that.
How come when we talk about National Food Days, nobody brings us food?
I'm all, you know what? Growing up in Chicago, I absolutely, that's like my favorite food is pizza.
Why is the pizza so much better in Chicago?
I don't know. It just is. They cut it in squares, first of all, and I don't know why. So pizza in triangles bothers me.
Okay.
But it's just good. I don't know. You know what? Muggsy's. Go down and visit our friends at Muggsy's. Their pizza is amazing.
Okay. Well, here's some little facts for you to start your morning on National Pizza Day. Domino's alone expects to sell around 2 million pizzas for the Super Bowl this year. That's about 30% more than a normal Sunday. And, of course, the most popular topping is?
Sausage.
No.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
That was my next guess.
Pepperoni. A 2023 poll found our five favorite toppings are pepperoni, sausage, extra cheese, mushrooms, chicken.
My son loves buffalo chicken. That's one of his favorite things.
And pineapple is the sixth most popular.
Pineapple on pizza?
I don't know. Pineapple than chicken.
I'll tell you another favorite, Matt B's. Their cheese sticks are amazing. You can have a whole meal on that.
Our least favorite topping is anchovies. Yeah, I don't want any of those on there. Followed by jalapenos, eggplant, and broccoli. No, if I want pizza, I want junk food. Don't be putting that healthy crap on there. Okay, 73% of us eat pizza at least a few times a month.
You know, that's what my son and his bride are going to serve at their wedding is pizza.
That's kind of cool.
They said instead of having food that people don't want, everybody loves pizza.
Well, let's see. 19% of us don't eat the crust. Oh, I do. Thin crust is our favorite, which is mine. 20% of us prefer our pizza cut into squares or strips, like you were talking about. Yeah. 11% of people eat their pizza with a fork and knife. That's just wrong.
That is so wrong.
Yeah, don't do that. Our favorite things to dip our pizza into, marinara, garlic butter, and ranch. I never thought of that. Mm. Some people like hot sauce, barbecue sauce, and some actually dip it in ketchup, which is, once again, wrong.
That is very wrong. I'm ready for some pizza now.
I'm hungry.
What do you say we take a break and welcome in John Nix?
Whether you need a ride to shop, go to the doctor, or just a trip to visit a friend, Murray Callaway Transit is there for you, servicing all of Murray and Callaway County. You can even charter transportation for a group outing, a corporate event, or church function. Visit murraytransit.com to see their rates for on-demand and route rides. Give them a call now to schedule a ride, 270-753-9725, or stop by 1111 Transit Way in Murray. Enjoy time out and about with Murray Callaway Transit, connecting our community.
Thurman Insurance Agency offers the best coverage to fit your unique personal and business needs. They're an independent agency that works with over a dozen different insurance providers to come up with the best plan for you and save you the most money. Whether you're looking for home, auto, or commercial insurance, Thurman Insurance Agency has got you covered. Stop in today for a quote and see what Thurman Insurance Agency can do for you. 1211 Story Avenue in Murray. Call 270-761-1030 or find them on Facebook.
When you were born, your family prepared. From your clothing to where you would sleep to where you might go to school, your family tried to see into the future, and they did it for you. You can do the same for those who will come after you. There are so many questions when you leave this world. But with help, you can record your wishes, providing your family with so many answers. You can lift the burden of managing and paying for all the things that will have to be done without you. When you prepare for your family, you will find experienced, friendly help at J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services. You can lift the burden from the people you love and give the gift of peace of mind. Prepare for them as someone prepared for you. The family of friends at J.H. Churchill Funeral Home is ready to help you give the last best gift to those you love.
J.H. Churchill Funeral Home. Give the gift of peace of mind.
It's time to hear sound the way your brain is built to hear with the Intrigue AI Rechargeable Hearing Aid at Audibel. This technological breakthrough is so sophisticated, it can make 80 million adjustments an hour. They're waterproof, sweatproof, and they last over 40 hours on a single charge. Nobody else does that. The Intrigue AI is the biggest leap forward in hearing technology ever. Get it at Audibel, Paducah, Murray, and Eddyville. Helping you hear well at Audibel.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
We welcome you back to the show. Our first guest this morning, Mr. John Nix with Blaylock Coleman Funeral Home. Good morning, John.
Good morning, ladies.
We know you're a busy man. That's a business. It's 24/7. There's no holidays or anything else, is there?
That is correct.
You know, one of the things I want to talk about is your experience, because experience does matter. I think you, I teased and I said, and we can't forget Ricky. I think he was born doing this. Let's talk a little bit about your staff and yourself and the experience you have in this business.
Well, it's myself. I've been in the business since the early 90s. I was a second career funeral director, but I learned very quickly that this is kind of what I wanted to do. I kind of felt drawn to it.
It's a calling for sure.
It really is, because you know it's one of those jobs that you never know whether the phone's going to ring, and you just have to answer it, and you have to go, and your family has to be very attentive and very understanding, because again, when you have to go, you have to go, because some people, you know, have suffered a loss, and you have to be attentive to that.
And you're there to help folks. And let's give a little credit to, we gave some credit to your family, who definitely stands by you. Yeah. But also, you've got some help there. Let's talk about him a little bit.
I've got Ricky Garland. He's been there. We were licensed about the same time in the early 90s. And he and I both have been through the, we have been around. He's the county coroner, and I was deputy coroner for a long time before I moved to Marshall County. And of course, I never have left home. It's just I changed jobs.
There you go.
But, you know, we have some good support staff. David Ballantyne, he's a support staff, and Pam Johnston, and they're all good. They're all great people.
You know, one of the things you mentioned before on your show, a listener mentioned it to me, so I think it's worth talking about it again. You talked about what happens when a child dies. If a child dies, you don't charge them. No, it's a service that you do for free. And the listener said to me, did I hear that right? Did they really say they don't charge for a child's funeral? Let's talk about that just a minute.
Normally, when a young family experiences a loss like that, they're not prepared for that. As we get older, as we age, we have life insurance. We choose what we want to do as far as prearrangements and what kind of services we want. But you know, when a young family is expected, because I've been there twice, I have Hannah and Ben, and thank God they're healthy, and Hannah's a sophomore at Murray State, and Ben's a junior sophomore at Callaway. I mean, I've been blessed, but those families that tragedy occurs, we try to comfort them, we try to be there for them, we try to provide whatever services they need, and we do it at no charge.
That's an incredible service. Generous service. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about how things have changed over the years. I think I find that so interesting. You talked about when you first started in the business and how things have really evolved over the years. Of course, COVID brought on a lot of changes. You actually did things for the first time. I saw things live, like on Facebook and things, and I thought, well, that's kind of weird. And then I thought, well, that's kind of cool, because when you can't attend, I actually lost some loved ones and some friends during the COVID times and wasn't allowed to. One of our loved ones that passed away, this was in Hazard. They didn't have the Facebook Live or anything like that. And, she just died. There was no anything. There was no service, no anything. So things have definitely changed. COVID changed some things, but we kept some of those things around.
Well, I definitely. Whenever Mr. York retired, that was the first thing that I opted to do, was we put in a completely new computerized system in the funeral home that allows us to do webcasting. Our music is state of the art. We want to provide the best service possible, but there again, there's always now people there's people who are scattered all across the country who can't make it in for a funeral, they can't make it in for a service, and we can do that now. Thanks to this, everybody wears a cell phone on their hip that has YouTube or what have you, so we can basically have a service in Murray, Kentucky, and it can be viewed across the United States or across the ocean.
Things are a little different. My dad died whenever I was 16 years old, and of course we had a service in Chicago where we lived at the time, and then we took him to Hazard, and it was a all-night service. Like, I didn't know they did that. We stayed up all night long at the funeral, and then so I guess funerals can be any way you want it, and talk about different. The family actually dug the grave, like at a family cemetery. Yes. So that was tradition then, and since then, my granny has passed away. They don't do it that way anymore, but things can be as personalized as you want them to be. Let's talk about some of the way things have changed, because I see more and more folks that just have a one day because it's so hard on the widow or the widower. Let's talk about, you can really do anything you want to, right?
You can do anything you want to. A lot of people are choosing to have, and I think it's great to have a little visitation time, because again, that's going to invite people to come in, and you get to have a little comfort from your friends and family.
And you share memories too.
Yes, that's the reason I encourage the video tribute. I know people think I push that, but even for me, it's really good to go back and look at those pictures. Mm-hmm. And of course, I think it's funny is to see how many people in Callaway County had the same color couch in 1965. the knotty pine walls. But that does bring back a lot of memories, so that when the family's sitting there and they're grieving, but it's also a time to remember. A time to remember that person, whether it's a nice visitation, whether it's all in one day. We still want to have that time of remembrance. It's all important.
I don't know if you've ever been to a fun funeral, which sounds weird to say, but Purdom Lovett, when he passed away, had to be one of the most fun funerals I've ever attended. And as weird as that sounds, they just kind of stopped the service instead of the preaching, before it continued. And everybody just stood up and shared funny stories and memories about him.
I think that's great.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah. And I go back to Marty Futrell and Pete Walter's funeral. I mean, he did such a fantastic. I mean, it was just, he was a fantastic guy. He was, he and Marty did such a great job drawing those memories out.
Yeah. Let's talk about some different things you've seen over the years, because you've seen some stuff. Let's talk about some of the things that just maybe really stick with you that you think this was a neat thing that folks did.
Oh, it's really neat because, you know, a lot of people always thought about, you know, everything has to be the same. You know, I had a young fellow that passed away one time that he loved his pickup truck. So we had the casket actually painted the same color as his customized pickup truck, and we took him to the cemetery in his customized pickup truck.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, and firefighters and firemen and police officers, you know, we always want to support them, but we want to support their families, but we also want to honor what they did, what their life was.
Absolutely. You have people that want to put things in with the person, too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
A little bottle of something?
Some things that are not, that will never leave the lips, and some things that are quite funny.
You know, I've seen that. I've seen teddy bears and hats and different things, but I don't know. I just think that the neatest thing that you do is you just make it personalized. You make it that person.
Because that's what it's all about.
We mention this every time, but I think it's so important. How do you know what you want unless you've told somebody? It wouldn't be the best person to tell be John Nix, because you go in and you tell him and you write it down. You get everything prearranged, pre-planned.
The best thing that my own family, it was a great thing to have everything kind of pre-planned. But there again, you know, we want to make changes on the fly. If somebody decides, you know, at the end moment, we can make that change. You know, it doesn't take a act of Congress. We can just instantly do it. But yet, it is a great idea to go ahead and have an idea of what you really want. You know, because again, at the time when you're sitting there and you've had a loss. And all of a sudden, you've got to plan this entire service in just a matter of a couple hours. And it's so hard on the family.
There's so many questions to be answered. You know, and important things. Where do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? I mean, those are just some of the basics.
Who do you want to have do the service? What kind of songs do you want to have? Do you want to have video tributes? What kind of clothes? You know, and sometimes that's the biggest challenge is what do you want a person to wear?
And Linda Avery, I hope you're listening this morning, because John Nix is going to clear this up. If somebody is an organ donor, they can still have any kind of funeral they want.
Oh yes, I've done that for years. Normally, we're on the western part of the state. It's more superficial, but for the most part, we still can. There's really no issues with an organ donor. I mean, we can do the same. We have the same type of services, everything. There is really no changes.
Tell folks where you're located, where they can find you, and how they get in touch with you.
We're at 713 South 4th Street. That would be the corner, the intersection there at Glendale and 4th Street. And we're in Murray, Kentucky. My phone number is 270-753-6800. It's answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Appreciate all you do for our community.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
This is Allie Robertson of Allie Robertson CPA, and I'd like to welcome you to the 2023 edition of Tax Season. Every new tax season comes with a new set of challenges, but that doesn't mean you have to go it alone. Let us help you navigate through all of the regulations, exceptions, and hard to understand legal jargon that every taxpayer dreads. With us by your side, tax season doesn't have to be a dirty word. Allie Robertson CPA in Hazel. Call us today for an appointment or visit us on Facebook.
Looking to do some pheasant hunting, but you just don't have the time to travel the Midwest? Not a prob. There's plenty of pheasant hunting to be had right here in Tennessee. Branching Out Game Birds offers a tastefully designed guided hunt, all while taking in the beautiful Land Between the Lakes area. No hunting license required, no bag limit, and it's very affordable. They've even got their own hunting dogs ready to tag along with you. Branching Out Game Birds, a memorable pheasant hunting experience for everyone. Find them on Facebook and at branchingoutgamebirds.com.
Hey, Racer Nation, Dave Winder here, host of the Racer Report and the Running with the Racers, two parts of the podcast family from Murray State Athletics. When news happens, the Racer Report podcast is there. The big games, the big events, and sometimes a racer great may stop by. Running with the Racers is guest-driven, where Hall of Famers and legends talk about their racer glory days. You can find the Racer Report and the Running with the Racers podcast on GoRacers.com, iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud.
At West Kentucky Rural Electric Cooperative, they're powering a better way of life for their members. They start by investing in new technology that makes your power supply more reliable, all while helping control costs. Then they add more online services and payment options, making things more convenient than ever before. Throw in a convenient website and informative Facebook page with lots of friendly folks who are ready, willing, and able to help. And tie it all up with a powerful commitment to build stronger communities through financial support and volunteer services. And what you've got is a local community electric cooperative you can be proud to be a part of. Visit Murray's brand new office location at 1601 North 12th Street. Check them out online at WKRECC.com or search West Kentucky Rural Electric Cooperative on Facebook. And find out how your electric cooperative is powering a better way of life for you and your community. West Kentucky Rural Electric, your local Touchtone Energy Cooperative. Cleaning up around our house, we find leftover pesticides, batteries, used motor oil. But our rivers and lakes become polluted if these materials are dumped into a storm drain or ditch. Remember, storm drains lead straight to our rivers and lakes. Help keep our water safe and clean. Dispose of hazardous materials at your community collection site and use less toxic alternatives when possible.
To anonymously report improper disposal of yard waste and contaminants, call 270-762-0330.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
We're having a behind-the-scenes discussion on pizza here with Neil Bradley.
Neil, tell them about Chicago pizza. You only ate one piece.
Yeah. We were up there for, I think we played DePaul, and we went to Giordano's. Is that what it's called?
That's it, yeah.
They're one of the two most famous places in Chicago. So I ordered a large pizza. I was really hungry and wanted a piece or two maybe to take back with me to the hotel because we were spending the night playing the next day. And I remember when I ordered the large, they went, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sure. Look, I know how to order pizza, idiots." And then they brought it, and they're, you know, Chicago's thick crust, but then it's just a mountain of cheese and meat. I ate one piece. I think I had a bite out of the second one. The rest of it went back, and so I nibbled on it for 2 days and still threw, I think, two pieces out.
It's
can't really
good
take
stuff.
It on the plane 3 days old. So anyway, let's get some sports. Murray State women's basketball begins the second half of the MVC season when they travel to Carbondale for a 6 p.m. game against SIU today. The Racers 1-4 over the last five. Their only win during that span, a 75-70 win over the Salukis on January 26th. If the Racers win tonight, Rochelle Turner will win her 105th game. That would tie her with Rob Cross for the most in program history. Jeremy Rose has the call at 5:30 on Froggy 103.7. For all of last night's scores, check out my ex-pager, Mornings in Murray, on Facebook. All four local teams in action tonight as 4th District games come to a close. Callaway County will host Marshall County in a girls-boys doubleheader at Jeffrey Gymnasium. Coverage starts at 5:40 on 104.5 WBZB. It's homecoming night for Murray High. The Tigers host Christian Fellowship in a boys-girls twin bill. The boys play first tonight. Coverage starts at 5:30 on WNBS. The Murray State softball team opens the season at the Red and Black Showcase hosted by University of Georgia. They'll play their first game this morning at 9:30. They'll take on Georgia twice, South Dakota twice, and Purdue once over the next 3 days. Murray State football announced 10 new signees as part of this week's National Signing Day. The spring signing period completes head coach Jody Wright's first group of signees in just under a month after being named the head coach. The Grizzlies lost to the Bulls 118-110 last night, and ESPN reports Milwaukee has acquired Patrick Beverley from the Philadelphia 76ers in exchange for Murray State Hall of Famer Cameron Payne and a draft pick. Celebrity birthdays, Travis Tritt is 61. Judith Light on Who's the Boss, she's 75. Joe Pesci is 81. Pretty much plays the same character in Goodfellas and Casino. Carol King, amazing singer-songwriter, is 82. And 60 years ago today, in 1964, the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show, and they picked up $2,400 to appear. The show was watched by 73 million people, and over 50,000 requests were made for the 728 available tickets.
Carol King, I played that tapestry until the needle was wore out on that record.
That's the thing about, you know, nowadays you get the digital version, and if you buy it, it's yours for life, no matter what happens. But, I went through back then 8-tracks. I don't know how many of those. Got to get a new one. It starts hissing and sounding bad and stuff like that.
Okay, Neil, why are people going back to albums? I see that being a big thing. An album now is like $30. I'm like, what?
The sound.
I don't know. They like pops and crackles, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think the sound is so good I don't on either. Album. I'm just like, you know, I had all of them, the Bee Gees, Sean Cassidy. I mean, I had all the
That's the way it was meant to. It's like, no, you're pressing it into vinyl. It wasn't meant. It's meant to actually be heard live.
That's
how it was meant to be heard.
That's it.
Got the big game this weekend.
Yes.
Got some stats here for you real quick.
All right.
Kansas City Chiefs have been there 6 times before. 49ers have been there 8. If you don't have a ticket, here's the average cost right now going on a resale market, $10,752.
No kidding.
Wow.
Idiots.
Would you pay that?
I wouldn't pay that to see anybody on the planet.
Really?
No.
And where do you get $10,000 just to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, that's the other part, is I don't have that laying around.
Taylor could just invite you, huh? Neil, come hang out with
me. Do you take a check for that? You could write it today. By the time they came and got you, that is a felony. You'd be in jail for a while.
Might be worth it.
Now under new ownership, Blaylock Coleman Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Murray services Callaway, Marshall, and Henry counties. New owners John and Melanie Nix and their staff would be honored to assist you with personalized services, including pre-arrangements, memorial, funeral, and cremation services, and pet cremation as well. Blaylock Coleman Funeral Home is located at 713 South 4th Street at the intersection of 4th and Glendale in Murray. Contact them anytime at 270-753-6800 or online at blaylockcolemanfuneralhome.com.
If you've recently had the immense pleasure of enjoying a Maxxis 641 towing two-handed double high-five, which of course comes free with every tow, then odds are you may be feeling a bit chapped in your high-five region. The friendly staff at Maxxis 641 Towing proudly offers their clinically proven and patent-pending high-five hand cream. Though just the most whimsical of dollops on each hand will leave you feeling smooth and ready to high-five to your heart's content. Maxxis 641 Towing in Murray, 270-753-9131.
It belongs in a museum.
No, that one wasn't. Let me try.
It belongs in a museum.
No. That's not. All right. How about
you there? It belongs in a museum.
Oh, jeez. Sorry, Muffins.
Babe, what on earth are you doing?
Oh, hey, honey. I'm just practicing my Indiana Jones whip cracking technique for the next time we go to Trends and Treasures, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, how about instead of doing that, we just go to Trends and Treasures right now?
Really? Oh, babe, that's an amazing idea. Hey, can I bring my indie whip?
No.
Aw.
Trends and Treasures in Murray is your destination for discovery. Scour over 30,000 square feet of incredible items you won't find anywhere else. Trends and Treasures on South 12th Street in Murray and online at thisplaceishuge.com.
Aw.
As the weather gets colder, Auto Trim Design in Paris has just what you need to keep from freezing your butts off while your car warms up. Keyless remote starters.
Yep.
Oh, and they've got everything else you need, too. From a new stereo that'll get those windows rattling, to window tinting, backup cameras, keyless entries, and so much more. And, of course, they've got you truck owners covered, too. Camper shells, bed liners, step bars, grill guards, the works. For everything you need to stylize your ride, the answer is easy. Auto Trim Design on Eastwood Street in Paris and on Facebook.
The bright lights, the excitement, the energy, the passion. The postseason starts here. The 2024 Missouri Valley Conference Women's Basketball Championship, presented by Great Southern Bank and Grinnell Mutual Insurance, heads to the Quad Cities March 14th through 17th. Watch as all 12 Valley schools compete to be champions. Get your tickets to college basketball's premier conference tournament now at mvcquadcities.com.
We
continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
It's time to get you caught up on all the area events. So much going on. It's always on our Facebook page, Mornings in Murray WMBS, and it's pinned right to the top.
All right. Get your pens ready because you need to write this number down. Playhouse in the Park is offering the coolest Valentine's gift. That's right. Singing Valentine's. For only $30, you get a barbershop quartet to serenade your loved one with two songs. Call this number, 812-459-8829. Best part, proceeds go to the Penguin Project, which is a project near and dear to my heart. It helps with special needs folks being able to perform at Playhouse in the Park.
We want to remind you that Downtown Murray is having a really fun mural photo campaign during the month of February. Get downtown, take a photo in front of any of the downtown murals. Use the hashtag LoveDowntownMKY for a chance to win a prize. All the details are on their Facebook page, Downtown Murray, Kentucky.
Let me tell you, the Humane Society and Callaway County Shelter are both in need of some items. Right now, the animal shelter is really running low on Purina cat and kitten chow, Purina puppy chow, 2-gallon water buckets, and laundry detergent. They really prefer the pods, if possible. You can just drop those off at the animal shelter.
Okay, I want to let you know, Murray Parks has their baseball and softball signups going on right now for all ages. Sign up on murrayparks.org.
It's so important to do that so they can get the right size t-shirts. This is fun. I think Risa could lead this tour. Land Between the Lakes offers the road less traveled. It's a van tour of Southern LBL.
But not as lost as I get.
That's how you find all the special places. The tour will explore nooks and crannies of LBL, discovering wildlife hotspots, scenic vistas. Only $15 a person. It's happening all throughout the month of February. Tours are happening. You can call this number. You probably have to leave a message, but they'll call you back. 924-2020.
Okay, we want to remind you also to get your kids registered for 4-H Summer Camp. That's going to be held May 27th through the 30th. They're also looking for some camp counselors. You can call the extension office, 753-1452.
This is so important. Registration. You can't get your driver's license here in Callaway County anymore, but they're coming back. But you've got to be quick. Listen to this. Registration opens up February 27th. Set yourself an alarm on your phone. It's for a driver's license renewal that's going to happen at the CFSB Center. It's going to happen on March the 12th, but it fills up fast, folks. Never to worry. There's another one that's opening up on July 24th, and it's going to happen at the Week Center on August 8th. The way you do it is go to drive.ky.gov to register.
Okay. We also have sign-ups going on for the Murray Rockets Special Olympics Swimming. You can sign up online or call Laura Miller at 293-9054. Also register for Young Athletes, which is a non-competitive sports experience for kids ages 2 to 7.
So many of our seniors don't want to ask for help. Tona over at Needline wants to encourage you. Check into their program. It's something Needline does for our seniors, and they need your 2024 income by March 1st, actually. So she encourages you. Call her. Go see her over there.
Okay. Playhouse in the Park, we're letting you know about this because they put on great programs and tickets sell out fast. It's a program called Love Letters, just in time for Valentine's Day, and that'll start at 7 p.m.
When is that?
I don't know. That's why I didn't mention it, because I didn't have the date on it. Linda, thanks for pointing that out to me.
I think it's this weekend.
Go to your Facebook page, Playhouse in the Park.
Let me tell you, Callaway County Collective is open today, this afternoon. They really need some items. They could use your help. Of course, food is always welcome. Queen-size sheets, baby newborn clothes, changing table crib, bottled water, cat and puppy food, shampoo, conditioner, and laundry soap. You can drop all those items off at the Collective. That's 203 Ash Street.
Okay, and here's an idea for early Valentine's. I'd take this over a box of chocolates. Go feed me some tacos. Taco Tuesday on February the 13th. Youth Mission Fundraiser at Murray First United Methodist Church. Dinner starts at 6.
We had Kaylin on yesterday, and she was telling us off the air about something exciting her family is doing. Saturday the 17th, Colston Farms in Farmington is hosting a maple open house.
How fun would that be?
That is. From 10 to 2, you learn how to tap a tree, see how sap is boiled into syrup, and they're also going to have syrup available for purchase. Look that up on Facebook.
We've got maple trees here, but you just don't think it's, I don't know, you always think of up north for that.
Yeah.
Let's do one thing real quick before we break. Monday, February the 19th, and Tuesday, February the 20th, Playhouse in the Park will be having auditions for a play called The Play That Goes Wrong. That'll start at 6 p.m. They need lots of actors, both male and female, ages 18 to 80. Also looking for people that'd be interested in doing backstage crew work, set builders, and prop makers. Let's take a short break. We're going to get Justin Holland in here and update us on all the weather coming in.
Murray Insurance Agency has been a community partner for almost 80 years, and we continue that commitment with Quotes for Community.
For every new quote we provide, we donate $10 to our partner organization of the quarter.
Organizations like Hope Calloway, Playhouse in the Park, Murray and Calloway County Family Resource Service Centers, and more.
By requesting a quote, you become a community partner through our Quotes for the Community program.
Wow, an opportunity to get great coverage at a great price and invest in our community. That's a win-win.
Murray and Calloway County are more than just a place. It's my home, my community, my insurance, MyMurrayInsurance.com.
Attention job seekers, Pilgrims in Hickory, Kentucky is hiring for catchers. With competitive pay and great benefits, Pilgrims is the perfect career for you. You can earn a great wage while working for a great team. This job fair for catchers includes a $1,000 sign-on bonus. This job fair is on site at 1195 Macedonia Road in Mayfield, Kentucky. Pilgrims in Hickory, Kentucky is hiring for catchers. Apply on site February 13th from 10 till 2 or apply online at pilgrims.com/careers. Pilgrims is an equal opportunity employer.
You could be the winner of the Gillum Thompson Furniture February Heart's Desire promotion to be given away during February. Register to win as you treat yourself to special furniture bargains throughout their store. Elevate your style as you create a beautiful home with timeless, long-lasting home furnishing from their name-brand furniture collections. See what's new in motion furniture. If you're lounging, relaxing, or letting your chair give you a terrific massage, Gillum Thompson has motion furniture at tremendous savings. Also, check out their dining rooms, featuring a perfect fit for just a couple or a large family. Shop their huge selection of accessories featuring stunning lamps, mirrors, pictures, and tables. Plus, all bedding is on sale during the Heart's Desire event. There are free interest financing plans plus free delivery during the February Heart's Desire promotion at Gillum Thompson Furniture, the Reader's Choice number one furniture store for 4 years in a row. No purchase necessary to win.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the Executive Director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student-athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Taco John's. You never forget the big moments, like devouring your first slice of crispy oven-baked taco pizza loaded with 7 layers of fresh taco toppings, or your very second slice, or third, or fourth. Try new taco pizza for a limited time at Taco John's. With 6 crunchy beef tacos plus a pound of potato Olays, our 6-pack and a pound is perfect for date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, camping, tailgates, payday, birthdays, or any day that ends in Y. The 6-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone.
So what if I need a new one?
No problem. We have the right battery for your car, starting at only
$89.99. Get in zone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
We're going to welcome in our next guest. We love having him on, Justin Holland. I'm telling you, if you were on Facebook today, as soon as the show's over, you go to Murray Calloway County Weather, like his page, pay for his service. It's so reasonable. The reason we like it so much is because it deals just with Calloway County. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. It is always good to be on.
weather guy, weather dude, I don't know. People refer to you as many different things. You have quite the following. Let's tell folks, do you have any idea how many people follow you?
There is almost 16,000 people locally that follows my site.
That's everybody in Murray, isn't it?
Most of the people in Murray knows about my site, yes.
Yeah. I tell you, one of the things, Risa just said it, I'll say it again. I love that you focus just what's happening right here in Murray. I'm actually, I get your texts, and tell folks about what that is in just a moment. But I told him before he came on, I said, you know why I like your texting service? He said, why? I said, because you don't bother me. And, you know, I'm one of these, I'm a sucker. I go in a store or whatever, and they say, sign up for this, and you give $5 off. I'd give them the $5 back just to leave me alone, because they text me 2 or 3 times a day. You don't do that.
Well, that is good to know, because I told myself before I started the service that I didn't want to bug people. I only want to get the information out to people if it's something that they need to know. If it's something that I would want to know, then that is something that I will share with all of you. And it may be where you get 5 text messages a day for a couple days if it's a very active, severe weather day, but then you may go a month and not get anything from me.
And your service is very reasonable. Tell everybody what you charge, Justin.
It is $1 per month. I let everyone sign up on a yearly basis, so it's $12 per year. That comes down to $1 per month. Very affordable.
And for your peace of mind.
Yes. It
worth
is
every dime.
It is a peace of mind. A lot of people love it because I send out a heads-up notice a couple days before we expect severe weather. And then the day of the severe weather, I will send out any watches and warnings. And then after the threat is over, I will send out an all clear that a lot of people like also.
Yeah, okay. When I'm in the closet and you say it's okay to come out now, that is the best.
Yes.
Okay, and we're not having Justin on. It's not like when Jim Contori, when they send him out and you know you don't want to be there. But you do want to let everybody know there's some rain coming in.
Yes, we do have a system coming in for tonight and early tomorrow morning. As you probably can tell, it is warm out. It's going to be mid to upper 60s today, which is not normal for this time of the year. Normally, it's in the upper 40s to close to 50, so we're about 15 degrees above normal today. We do have a system coming in. There will be some thunderstorms tonight, early tomorrow morning. Not a very big chance of anything severe. The Storm Prediction Center out west, that is a part of NOAA, that issues severe weather outlooks, they have issued us for a marginal risk for severe storms. And what that basically means, not a very good chance, but there is a small chance for large hail or strong winds tonight. The tornado threat is not zero, but that is not the main threat. The main threat being strong winds and large hail. So before you go to bed tonight, if you've got a garage, if you've got a carport, would not hurt to put your car inside if you've got a safe place to put it, just in case we do get one of those storms with, quarter to golf ball size hail.
And is winter over? 67. It's going to be wonderful. Is it over?
Well, as far as cold weather, we're not over with cold. It will be fairly mild through the next 5 to 7 days. But looking at the extended forecast, the 6 to 10 day outlook, the 8 to 14 day outlook that I look at, there are cold temperatures coming back mid to late month. Definitely will not be as cold as what we had in January. Probably not even as cold as what is capable to freeze over some pipes. But we are not finished with the cooler weather. We've been very spoiled the past week or two with 50s and 60s. Mid to late month, we'll probably go down to probably the 30s and the 40s for highs, lows in the 20s and the 30s. And with it being that chilly, there will be a chance or two of a snow or ice system somewhere around this region. You can't never really predict exactly who's going to get what as far as snow or ice, this many days out. But as long as it's cold, like what it will be mid to late month, any precipitation that does seem to come our way will at least stand the chance of at least being in the frozen type.
And that's one thing you want to stress to everyone, Justin. Sometimes people get panicked. They hear something, hear it wrong on Facebook, and they're like, oh, we've got all this snow and ice coming. You really can't predict that until, what, a couple days out?
Yeah, just a couple days out. There are so many variables that come into play that if you follow some of these national social media people who are not from around here, that doesn't know the landscape and know the local weather stuff that plays an effect here, if you pay attention to some of the weather apps 10 to 15 days out that says, you know, 4 to 6 inches of snow on day 10, those are things people need to stay away from, because those apps are not people that are telling you that. That is a computer telling you that, and they don't understand all of the weather stuff that people like you and I need to understand. So it's best to stick with local people, local weather people, Channel 6, your local TV stations, Channel 12, Channel 3, Channel 6, your Paducah National Weather Service, anybody local who knows the area that's lived here most of their life. Those are the people that you need to listen to follow the weather. Try to stay away from the national people that lives in a different state.
Justin, one thing, we've got spring coming up in a few months. We know that's kind of a volatile time of year. Everybody gets a little uneasy around here. So that's another reason to make sure and follow your page.
Yes, springtime and early summer is always a big severe weather time for this part of the country. Typically, mid to late March through about mid-June is our big severe weather season. Sometimes it will pan out. Some years it will not pan out, but you need to be getting a plan in place, knowing, you know, where your safe room, where your safe area is going to be. If you don't have a NOAA weather radio, which I highly suggest, if you don't have my texting service, then feel free to send me a message. It's only $1 a month. But everyone needs to have at least 2 to 3 ways to receive notifications.
How do they get your texting service? You said send you a message. Let's talk about that.
Send me a message on Facebook. I will get your name and get your number. And then I will give you about 4 different ways to make a payment. Once I receive the payment, then I will add your number to my text and service. You will get a text notification, and it will ask you to hit, well, not to hit, but to reply yes. And then once you reply yes to that text and message, then you will be automatically updated and added to my service. Therefore, in the future, when I send out messages, then you will be getting them.
Okay. Dollar a month keeps you and your family safe. Tell us again, how do they find you on Facebook?
Murray Callaway County Weather. You can search in Facebook Murray Callaway County Weather. I also have a new website. If you don't like Facebook, if you don't like social media, if you just like the web, it is murrayweather.com. Murrayweather.com. It's got a ton of good information, a ton of local maps, current conditions, radar, links to anything that you would want to know that pertains to weather right here in Murray and Callaway County.
Thank you so much. Justin Holland, our guest on this portion of Mornings in Murray.
You're welcome.
Hey, honey, you know how you're always talking about wanting to visit the Sistine Chapel in Rome?
Yeah.
Well, check it out. I've painted an exact replica of Michelangelo's creation of Adam on our bedroom ceiling.
Oh, my God.
Time to call Perseverance Painting. Licensed and insured for both commercial and residential, Perseverance Painting is a 5-star team of honest, reliable painters ready to work anywhere within an hour of Murray. 270-226-4333.
Are you searching for a compassionate and trusted funeral home to honor your loved ones? Look no further than IMS Funeral Home and Crematory, where six generations we have dedicated ourselves to providing genuine care and support to our region. At IMS Funeral Home and Crematory, we make a promise to our community: unparalleled service at reasonable prices. We believe that everyone deserves a dignified farewell without the burden of exorbitant costs. We'll listen to your needs, provide guidance, and handle all the necessary arrangements with compassion and attention to detail. Whether you're looking for a traditional funeral service or cremation options, we have a wide range of offerings to meet your needs. We go above and beyond to create a truly meaningful and healing experience for your family and friends. Remember, you're not alone. IMS Funeral Home and Crematory is here to walk this journey with you. Call us today at 753-7000 or look us up online at imsfuneralhome.com. Nothing compares to the attention you receive from a family-owned funeral home.
Oh, hiya, Daphne. What are you doing, doll?
Hey, Biscuit. Oh, you know, just taking my person for a walk.
Sheesh, tell me about it. I swear I had to wag my tail for 2 hours to get my person to grab the leash. Hey, Daphne, you done something to your fur?
Oh, what? This old rug? Nah, nothing really.
Darling, don't throw rocks in my face and tell me they're kibbles and bits. I know a new fur do when I see one. And sister, you are sporting something fierce.
Okay, well, I may have recently gotten a makeover at Donna's Pet Grooming and Daycare.
Jinx, you owe me a milk bone.
How'd you know?
Oh, come on, sweetheart. All dogs know about Donna's
Pet Grooming and Daycare.
Oh!
Jinx, now you owe me a milk bone.
Oh, Daphne, you're a monster.
With a little help from Donna's Pet Grooming and Daycare, your pet will look so good it might just rub off on you. Donna stays booked, so book your pet's appointment early. Call 270-761-PETS. Doggy daycare spots available now at Donna's Pet Grooming and Daycare in Murray.
First Choice Firearms offers the best value in Kentucky with service after the sale. Great brand names like Glock, Vortex, Benelli, Henry, Benchmade, and Smith & Wesson with daily shipments. They also carry a wide variety of ammo and accessories. First Choice Firearms offers concealed carry classes because your training is as important as your equipment. Online at firstchoicefirearms.net or at 1205 Stadium View Drive, just off Highway 641 North in Murray. First Choice Firearms, your hometown gun store.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Well, we were talking about it earlier, in case you haven't heard, Super Bowl's on.
That's right.
I'll be watching all the commercials, and a good excuse to eat, I guess.
It's a good excuse to eat.
Okay, if you did not get your ticket on the resale market for $10,000, there's 71,835 people that paid something, because that's how many are going to be at the Super Bowl.
Wow.
That's a lot of people. The lowest daily hotel rate in the area, and I find this very hard to believe, is $299. I presume that's a lot. I wouldn't doubt that's double that price.
Maybe it's Motel 6. They leave the light on for you.
Okay. The percentage of people who say they'd give up drinking for a year to attend the Super Bowl in person, 35%.
I'm telling
you. That's pretty high.
I just can't get over the amount. What'd you say, $10,000 people are given?
Resale market, yeah.
It's just crazy.
It's a Super Bowl, babe.
Still.
The number of people who will attend the average Super Bowl party are 14. The number of people who will either throw or attend a Super Bowl party, 112.2 million.
I can't even count that
people
high.
That are having a Super Bowl party are attending. The number of chicken wings that will be eaten.
Yeah, you told me the other day that wasn't
1.45 billion.
Yeah, well, then your list the other day was wrong, because they said it wasn't a good Super Bowl.
Well, they're wrong.
Yeah, they're wrong.
10 million pounds of ribs, 11 million pounds of potato chips, and 250 million pounds of avocados. There'll be 50 million cases of beer sold. And because of that, there'll be 18 million people that'll miss work the day after.
Everybody's going to be having
a
sick day
late.
On Monday.
They have it late, and you eat all that food, and some there is some drinking. So, yeah.
How many things of Tums are going to be sold? Do you have that list?
No, we don't have that list. Don't have that one. Yeah. So there you go. There's a, what do we say, 50 million cases of beer sold. 90% how much more beer is consumed than the average day. So, yeah.
I have a question for you. You ever go into the store and maybe sample the grapes before you pay for them? Anything
yes.
like that? Yeah. Everybody's guilty. Or you're hungry. Or in
What's
my
like
case.
What's that to do with the Super Bowl?
We're talking about food. And,
oh, okay.
And at the same time, like, I'm guilty of, like, you know, the kid being in the buggy and when they were little, giving them a cookie or something before you get done.
Right.
I had a friend who was freezing. She was in the store. And a store out of town, and she was freezing, and so they had a, I don't know, flannel shirt or something on clearance. And
oh, you went
all the
way around a different store.
So she puts this on, and the security guy comes up and says, "Ma'am, would you come with me?" It was on clearance for $5.81, and he thought she was stealing it and was going to have her arrested, I guess. But and if you know this person, they would never, ever steal, but I thought that was kind of funny, just was cold, was going to pay for it when she left, but she got in lots of trouble for it.
Okay, we'll take our last break. We'll be right back.
Hickory Woods Senior Living Community in Murray is truly committed to loving their residents, and it shows. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or their garden's personal care, the staff at Hickory Woods can accommodate any of their residents' needs. Their all-inclusive pricing provides amenities like personal shoppers, monthly doctor's visits, home-cooked meals from farm to table, and so much more. Visit Hickory Woods Senior Living today to find out more. 84 Utterback Road in Murray, or call 270-759-8700.
You do things every minute of every day to protect your children throughout their lives. Baby-proofing the entire house. Checking for monsters under the bed every night. Applying bandages to knees and elbows that need them and ones that don't. Holding on tightly and gently letting go. Don't stop now. Woodman Life Family Term Life Insurance covers your entire family with one monthly premium that won't increase for the first 20 years. Guaranteed. Certain eligibility and age restrictions apply. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society, Omaha, Nebraska. Certificate forms 8063R116XX, ICC16-8063R116. Children born or adopted by the primary insured or other insured, or for which the primary insured or other insured has been appointed permanent legal guardian. The child must be less than 18 years of age on the date of application.
While a lot of things may have changed in banking over the last 25 years, one thing that will always remain the same is the type of service you receive at the Murray Bank. From an actual person answering the phone when you call, to a team of experts helping guide you through the decision-making process, we are here to help. And that's how banking should be.
We are the Murray Bank.
Housing lender, member FDIC.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-813-8757 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-813-8757. That's 800-813-8757. What do you have to lose? Call 800-813-8757. Again, 800-813-8757.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Okay, Glenda's going to give us the weather, as Justin Holland said. There's just, you know, a little chance we're going to get a little lightning, little wind tonight. So.
That's right. Here's your weather forecast. Today, cloudy, a 20% chance of showers afternoon, a high near 66. Tonight, cloudy, 100% chance of showers, a possibly a thunderstorm after 9. He said put your cars in the garage, in the carport if you can. Steady temperature around 60. Saturday, cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 62. Saturday night, cloudy with a 70% chance of rain, a low around 45. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain afternoon, a high near 56. Sunday night, cloudy, an 80% chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 3 a.m., a low around 42. If you don't follow him on Facebook, you need to. Murray Calloway County Weather is also how you can find him, his webpage, or get his texting service. He will not bug you. He'll just let you know what you need to when you need to know it.
It can rain as long as it's rain. I can drive in rain. I don't have to shovel rain. As long as it's not ice or snow, I'm good. It's been a great week. We appreciate you joining us. Who we got on Monday, Miss Linda?
Jackson Purchase Historical Society. Bill Mulligan, Santa, as I like to call him, will be in here. And then Tony Casey's going to be in here for Needline. She's really encouraging our seniors to come out and get help if you need to.
Okay. We hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
You've been listening to Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank. Mornings in Murray was also brought to you by Iams Funeral Home and Crematory, Max's 641 Towing, David Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Captain D's in Murray, Blaylock Coleman Funeral Home and Cremation Services, and a special thanks to Woodcrafters Galleries in Murray for providing furniture for our studio and waiting area. Join us weekday mornings at 8 for Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank on 1340 AM and 97.9 FM WMBS Murray.